consciousness, the co-emissive fundamental out of which, from which, with which all reality is constructed and evolves. Written by Z. Charnot, April 3rd, 2002. Presented in the class Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For. Heading, Magnetic Lines of Force. Have you ever taken a small bar magnet and placed it beneath a sheet of paper upon which is deposited iron filings? The curve of the magnetic lines of force are made manifest by the pattern of the iron filings. The same thing is true of a coil of wire placed beneath a sheet of paper, through which coil is passed a current of electricity. The same curvature can be seen in the pattern of the iron filings when the coil is placed beneath the sheet of paper. What is there about the small bar magnet that is similar to the coil of wire through which is passed a current of electrical charges? Heading, Iron and its Formation. Iron is the element with the highest atomic number, which is formed from the nuclear chemistry upon a stable star, like our sun. The more complex atomic elements are formed from exploding stars. Remember, we are answering the question, what is there about the small bar magnet that is similar to the coil of wire through which is passed a current of electrical charges? Heading, the chemical bonds. There are three kinds of chemical bonds. One, the ionic bond, exhibited by such a substance as salt. Two, the metallic bond, exhibited by such a substance as iron. And three, the covalent bond, exhibited by such a substance as oxygen. Heading, the ionic bond. In the ionic bond, a charge, an electron, normally orbiting the nucleus of the atom of an element, abandons that nucleus and orbits the nucleus of another atom. In the case of salt, sodium chloride, the charge, an electron, abandons the orbit around the nucleus of an atom of sodium and commences to orbit the nucleus of an atom of chlorine. This relocation of a charge leaves a net charge imbalance, which causes the two different kinds of atoms to bond. Heading, the metallic bond. In the case of the metallic bond, one or more electrons or charges orbiting the nucleus of an atom of such as iron is released to move through corridors of the crystalline lattice of the iron. This makes metals electrically conductive. When the electrons, which move through the crystalline corridors, reach the surface of the metallic crystal corridor, they don't leave. The electrons loop and turn back into the corridors of the metallic crystal. At that point of looping and turning back, the electron interacts with light. That interaction with light gives rise to the metallic luster. The energy of that interaction is called the photoelectric work function. It was discovered by Albert Einstein early in the 20th century. Heading, the covalent bond. The covalent bond is where the electron or charge jointly orbits the nucleus of two or more atoms. That is why oxygen is O2 or O3. It associates in covalent clusters. In the case of the benzene ring made of carbon in a hexagonal ring, electrons or charges move around the nucleus of the six carbon atoms. Nine charges orbit six carbon nuclei in what are called conjugate bonds. Similar conjugate bonds are found in aliphatic chains where double bonds occur, in the aliphatic chain. The illusion is that these charges or electrons are freestanding particles. They are not. There is a flow of energy into and out of every charge continuously. The difference is that where the energy flows from and where it flows to creates the conjugate bonds. Heading: the flow of energy into and out of every charge. As Hermann Weyl points out, there is no such thing as one and the same increment of energy which constitutes a charge at any two adjacent increments of time. Energy is constantly flowing into and out of every charge. Where does it flow to? Where does it flow from? What are the patterns of such determinations? Patterns follow from uniformity and regularity between similar kinds of atoms, and from uniqueness and complementarity between different kinds of atoms. There is a pattern to the quantum mechanical energy levels which gives rise to kinds and degrees of uniformity and regularity, similarity, and kinds and degrees of uniqueness and complementarity, or differences. Heading: the similarity between the motion of electrons in iron and the motion of electrons in a coil. From the evidence of the easy axis of magnetization in iron, the character of magnetostriction in iron, the electrons moving through the lattices actually orbit the lattice lines, as further evidenced by the Curie temperature, where the electrical conduction increases when and as the magnetic properties of the iron disappear at the Curie temperature. The pattern of motion of the electrons orbiting the 1-0-0 axis of the crystal in iron is similar to the motion of the electron motion in the coil. There is only a difference in the scale of the motion. Heading: chemical bonds, energy flow into and out of charges, and consciousness. What has this to do with consciousness? Consciousness is the pattern of co-emissive emanation, which combines a self-referencing emission with an other-than-self-referencing domain. The curve of the lines of force, like the curvature of the filings of iron, are able to be seen upon the paper held above the bar magnet or the coil of wire with an electrical current. Heading: near-field self-referencing pairs with far-field other than self-referencing emissions. The nearer, smaller, closer self-referencing emissions pair off with the further, larger, more distant other than self-referencing emission. Heading: physical reality defined. Everything is constituted of charges or charge fractions in motion, and the fields which join them. Quarks are charge fractions. There are 6 known types of quarks. The up quark has a charge of +2/3. The down quark has a charge of -1/3. The proton is constituted of 2 up quarks and 1 down quark. The mediating force between quarks is called the strong nuclear force. The observational artifact of the mediating force is called a gluon. The neutron is constituted of 2 down quarks and 1 up quark. Heading: the co-emissive structure of quarks. These quarks or charge fractions are co-emissive. They have a self-referencing and other-than-self-referencing emission. The other-than-self-referencing emission for the up quark and the down quark is the gluon. It mediates the combination or association when they join to form nucleons such as protons and neutrons.